Demand for electricity in the Mid-Atlantic region is growing faster than supply, putting pressure on prices. From our news partner, WESA, Rachel McDevitt reports on the most recent procedure used to ensure a reliable grid.
The regional grid operator, PJM, wrapped up its capacity auction last week. That's a measure to secure enough electricity to meet expected demand later on. This auction was for power that will be generated starting in 2028. Prices once again hit a cap that was first put in place after Governor Josh Shapiro sued the grid operator for a spike in costs. The amount of power secured falls short of what could be needed to avoid blackouts and extreme conditions. Robert Ruth with the Natural Resources Defense Council says the demand is mainly driven by the expected growth of data centers. A solution could be to exclude these customers from the general auction.
They should be separated out because of their unique characteristics and the extent to which they are driving prices up for everybody else. They should be removed from the capacity market altogether.
PJM says it has taken several steps to prepare for the new demand, including trying to help large load customers buy their own power directly from generators.
That was Rachel McDevitt reporting. Delaware has declared a measles outbreak, with health officials confirming the number of cases quickly rising to 4 this week. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has more.
Delaware hasn't recorded a single case of measles in over a decade until this week. 4 unvaccinated adult men in Kent County have tested positive for the highly infectious viral disease. Health officials are conducting extensive contact tracing to identify any others who may have been exposed. State leaders are urging people to get the recommended 2 doses of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. People who are unvaccinated, immunocompromised, or pregnant are most at risk of contracting and spreading measles. Infants who are too young to receive vaccines are also vulnerable to infection. The local cluster of cases is happening as measles outbreaks nationwide are becoming more common. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
Women in Sussex County, Delaware, can now screen for breast cancer by getting on a pink van to get a mammogram. Healthcare provider Tidal Health launched its mobile mammography unit this month. Catherine Fiddler with Tidal Health says transportation, work schedules, and financial status can sometimes keep a person from receiving their annual mammogram.
This van, being closer to many different neighborhoods at many different times, providing hours that might be outside of some people's working hours, is really providing that access in different ways.
The mobile unit will be parked at a variety of locations over the next month. Sports: Phillies lost to the Dodgers 9-5 yesterday. They begin a 3-game homestand against the Yankees tomorrow, and the Union defeated New York Red Bulls 3-1 yesterday. 69 degrees in Philadelphia. A sunny and gorgeous summer day is ahead with a high near 83.